This is KUT. The number of high school students in Texas who have considered or attempted suicide is rising. KUT's Claire McInerney reports on a new study that looks at the numbers, as well as statewide efforts to improve mental health services for teenagers.
The study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last month found that 9th through 12th graders in Texas reported the following: 17% seriously considered suicide in the previous year, and 14% made a plan for how they would do it. The attempted suicide rate among Texas students is 12%, which is higher than the national average. When it comes to LGBTQ teens, the rate is significantly higher. 42% said they had seriously considered suicide in the last year. These numbers contribute to a larger conversation about mental health among students happening in Texas right now. After the school shooting in Santa Fe, lawmakers and various interest groups are wanting to improve mental health services in schools. Josette Saxton is the director of mental health policy at the nonprofit Texans Care for Children. She advocates for helping kids as young as elementary school develop certain skills.
Things like coping with anxiety and managing stress. And I think these are things that shouldn't, these are ways that we can help support kids even before they get to the place where they're feeling so sad and hopeless that they would even consider taking their own life.
That's something the legislature is taking up this summer in a series of hearings on school safety. At one of those hearings last week, lawmakers heard from panels of mental health experts. Monica Trevetti is a doctor at the UT Southwestern Medical Center. He said early intervention is crucial for mental health. He said waiting until a student is in crisis is too late.
For mental health, what we are doing is really getting our act together when there is stage 4 breast cancer, and then we get surprised that we are not really moving the needle at all.
And he said moving the needle means approaching mental health services for kids and teenagers very differently.
Remember, depression, rates of depression in teens are going up. Suicide rates in teens are going up. So whatever we are doing, unfortunately, is not actually working as well.
Josette Saxton from Texans Care for Children says this should be a priority in education, because if you address mental health in students, they'll improve in many other areas.
But they're going to see improvements in testing, in attendance, and then also reducing issues like substance abuse, delinquency, again, a whole slew of factors.
One thing her organization wants is a statewide center to provide mental health resources. The state currently has something like this for school safety based out of Texas State University. Claire McInerney, KUT News.